Thank you, Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Last night, they couldn't hear us, but we couldn't hear them, but they could hear us. And we decided if we have to go by ourselves, we're going. And God bountifully blessed it. Now, on the prayer line today, I just want you to know we're getting ready for Wednesday night, which is the last Wednesday of this month. We have an all-night shedding via this prayer line, all-night shedding via the prayer line. And I want Master Pfeiffer, if she would, get ready to coordinate that for us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are so excited about what God is doing. He's doing some phenomenal things, some spectacular things. And we do praise him. This is a miracle line. And let's give God a shout out right now as we pray to him. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done, for what you're going to do, and for what you're doing right now. We realize that you're the only true and living God. And God, we love you and we praise you and appreciate everything that you have done. Only you, Lord, only you have made a way out of the way. And only you have sustained us and brought us this far. We know that you are our hero and you to be worshipped and praised and adored and honored. So thank you again and again, Lord. We ask for forgiveness for anything that we've done that offends you. In any sin of omission or sin of commission. And bless the line, Lord. Holy Ghost, we're asking you to take over. We surrender everything to you. You are so mighty. And we just thank you for, again, for what you've done. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Thank you for how you blessed us and brought us this far. What we have, you gave to us. We know that. And who we are, you made us. And all the things that we know you have taught us, we surrender to you. And our minds are open to be taught by thee. Now look on every person on this prayer line. Bless them in a very special way. Bless those who are down. Lift them up. Bless those who are out. Bring them back in. Those in prison, incarcerated, help them, Lord. And those who have their backs against the walls, help them, Lord. Somebody who has been awake all night long, Lord, help them, help them, help them. And bless, 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 bless. And we'll give you the glory and all the praise and adoration shall be thine. And we pray this prayer properly in the name of Jesus. And we pray it for the glory of God. According to your word, and not one jot nor tittle of your word would go unfulfilled. Heaven and earth would have to pass away. So we give you the glory for everything we've asked. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for everything we ask. When we know it's done in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for it. Amen. And amen and amen. And God bless you, all of you worldwide on here. Ambassador Hagen, are you still there? If you are, I want you to come and give us a station identification, as I call it. God bless you. If you're there, the line is open to you. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Yes, good morning. We are here. We do honor the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We honor his presence, and we do thank God, amen, for our chief and our national ambassador. We thank God, amen, for our ambassador, Lady Betty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ambassador in our own right, Mother Adelaide Johnson. Thank God for all the ambassadors and all the ambassadors-elect, all the bishops. Thank God for each and every one of you, every corporate head, everybody who's listening from all around the world. Yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are here. We're broadcasting live. NPARadio.com, Blog Talk Radio, and we're being heard literally all over the world. You may call in. We're at your live studio, 347-934-0207. We are being heard all over the world. Countries such as Argentina, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Brazil, Germany, Georgia, Hungary, Indonesia, Ireland, Israel, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, China. Oh, my Lord, Israel, Italy, Japan, Africa, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Taiwan, Oh, my Lord. And the list just goes on and on and on and on. Yes, Nigeria, if you're in a country and you don't hear your name, just know you are included. More than 194 countries all over the world. And to God be the glory. We give God the praise for 100 million listeners plus. The ratings are constantly going up, up, up on a daily basis. And to God be glory. We want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. May God forever bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. And we thank God for the ratings, and it's because this is what the Lord is doing, simply because we have served him and made him number one, not number two, number one. Amen. And we give him all the glory and all the praise. We started with three people. Amen. Three people. And now the Lord is blessed in an ultra awesome, spectacular, phenomenal way. And we give him the glory and the praise. Now, people are, stats are going up because people praise him. And this is a world that, where we're going through a lot of trouble, but he inhabits the praise of his people. I wonder, do you realize how good he's been to you? Has he brought you this far? Amen. I know he's brought me this far. I realize it. I don't get it twisted. It's the Lord who has brought us this far. Don't get it twisted. Amen. Ambassador-elect Benita Frierson, if you're still there, I want you to come and get praise reports, give your praise report, and get other praise reports. I know you were there earlier. If you're still there, won't you? Are you there, Ambassador-elect Benita Frierson?
Good morning.
If you are, you're there. God bless you. Amen. My. I know you got the joy of the Lord. And you were the first one on the line today, I believe. Thank God for you. So why don't you give your praise report of what God did for you either this weekend or whenever you want to talk about what he did. And then ask for other praise reports if you do that. Let's get about maybe 8 or 10 praise reports this morning. God bless you. The line is open to you.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616. And I thank God for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the Holy Ghost. I just thank God for yet being in the land of the living. And I thank God for being able to go to church on yesterday and enjoying the service and message that was brought by our First Lady, Lady Eva Lachey. And at this time, I would like to say that for all of you that are online, I know you have a praise report. I know you can tell the goodness of God. And so now this space is open and available for you to give praise and honor to the glory of the Lord. Just tell the goodness of God and what he has done for you.
All right, who's next? Who's the first one to give you a praise report? Amen. If God's been good to you, jump in there and tell of the goodness of Jesus. Anybody?
This is Sister Ambassador Elect Jolene Garnett. I thank God for being here this morning. I thank God for how he woke me up this morning. Closing my right mind, I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for all the many blessings that God has bestowed upon me each and every day. Most of all, I just thank him for who he is to me. And I thank God how he just make ways out of no ways for me right now in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for Sister Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson and for the First Fruit prayer line. It has been awesome, awesome, awesome since I've been on this prayer line. And I'm looking forward for the shut-in on Wednesday. God bless you all.
Beautiful.
Have a wonderful day.
Amen. I don't blame you. I'm looking forward to the shut-in on Wednesday, too. And thank you for that praise report. Can we get another witness?
Good morning to everyone. God bless everyone.
Morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for the beautiful service we had at our church on yesterday. I want to say on the way to church, when I walked out for my daughter to pick me up, we could hear thunder. And before we could get off the expressway, it rained so hard. But God blessed, and we made it to service. And I want to say we had a beautiful service. It was just like old time. We had tarrying service and so many people on the altar. And God just blessed. It took my mind back. People be saying, the old church, it was like the old church. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for this prayer line. I thank him for each and every one on this prayer line. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. I thank God for the old church, too. If we didn't have the old church, if we had not had the old church, where would we be on a day like this? Can we get a third witness?
Amen. Give an honor to God. This is Sister Laren from area code 616, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I just want to give glory, honor, and praise to God for waking me up, for keeping my family safe. We lost a church member this past weekend, but God is still faithful. She was saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm just thanking God for life. I'm thanking God for his word. It speaks, it heals, and it delivers. And I just, I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful for life today. Amen.
Sister Lynn, which member did you lose?
Sister Marcia Dean.
Oh, okay. I think that's one of my distant relatives because my mom, she's seen. Was she the one that was hit by the vehicle?
Was hit. She was hit by three vehicles. She was hit three times. Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Did she make it?
No, sir. She did not. No. She did not make it, and it was amazing because, she's been through a lot. I believe she's had well over like 50, 60, 70 surgeries, and
what?
To make it through, yeah, and to make it through all of those in her lifetime, right, in the past like 10 or 11 years, and then for her to be tragically killed like that, it was devastating. But, you know, God knows what he's doing. God is faithful. And Pastor said on yesterday that God calls those who are ready. Amen. So we just thank God that she was ready.
Yes, absolutely. All right, here's another praise report right here.
Yes. God bless you. Go ahead. Ambassador Molina Wilson, Mother Wilson, and I'm calling concerning a sister that I called about on, I didn't call about Friday, I don't think, but anyway, I did get the call over to Dr. Johnson. This sister was in the hospital, and she had an aneurysm, and they was looking to operate on it. They said she was bleeding in her back behind her intestine, and they brought her to Memphis on Friday, and on Saturday morning, she had a hot temperature. It was running, but the Lord blessed her. On yesterday, they took her down on an x-ray and checked her out. They haven't said anything about the blood, but they said the aneurysm was real small and they were not going to operate right now. And the Lord is blessing her. She's supposed to go home today if her blood pressure go down. And that's a blessing because they was giving her all kind of reports. But I'm thankful that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And she's planning on going home today. I hadn't heard from her this morning, but I told her I want her to call the prayer line and give her report in the morning when she gets home. So I'm looking for her name is Bridget Stokes. And we're looking for Bridget to come forward, and when she come back again, they said if it's enlarged, then they'll take it out, but if not, they'll let her go again. So we're just thanking God that when she go back, that it'd be completely resolved. God bless you, and keep praying for us.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother Wilson. We thank God for those words. And we thank God for you letting us know how this lady is doing. I'll be praying for her. And I just wanted to say I enjoyed Mother Wilson and I believe it's Sister Johnson from Texas last month during the shut-in. I enjoyed your prayers. Can we get another witness? I believe Mother Johnson, Ambassador Johnson.
God bless each of you. And I want to say good morning to all of
morning.
You.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kathy City. I'm praise and honor the Lord for you, each of you that kept this prayer line to go on. I thank God because he's so merciful. He's so kind and generous. And I just praise him and magnify him because he's taking good care of me. I thank God because he looked on me and blessed me and keep on blessing me. Every time I turn around, the Lord is blessing me. So I just thank God I'm still saved. I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I love every one of you. Haven't seen your faces, but my love go out to you. And I thank God because he's bringing us all through. Oh, praise the Lord. Let us all do all we can while we can. But tonight is coming and no man's going to be able to work. So let us work while it is day. For the night cometh and no man be able to do anything. So let us work while we can and let the Lord bless us. Don't have no envy, no strife, no malice in our heart. No, oh God, evil and thinking of one another. Just let it be pure. I say every day, Lord, help me to be pure before you. I don't want to have no evil of my sister, my brother, no one. So just pray for Mother Johnson. Will you do that? God bless you. God bless each of you. I want you to know I love all of you. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. We're so happy you're still here. We love you. Would someone else like to give a praise report? Is there another witness?
I want to give my praise report.
Sure. Go
nobody
right
else? Well, is there someone else? Someone's trying to get in? And so jump in there and let us hear you, though. Anybody else with a praise report? Has God been good to you? I know he's been good, but will you tell of his goodness? That's the thing right there. All right, I want to just thank God for what he did on yesterday, an amazing grace. My. Amen. Thank God for, we had four people to, you might say, reunite with our church yesterday. And we had such a great time. I talked about a great change is coming. I hope somebody on this line who needs that will receive it, that a great change is coming for you in your life. Amen. Somebody who's sick, great change is coming. Somebody who's broke, receive it. A great change is coming. Well, we had such a time yesterday, and then we came over to see Mother Johnson. Amen. She's doing well, and God has blessed her. Just want you to know that God is in the blessing business all over the world. I see, my God, in my mind this morning, I'm seeing this lady in Africa. Yeah, you got that baby in your village right there in your tent. Yeah, and the baby has been crying most of the night. Might have a little sickness, yeah. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I'm not trying to be no wonder that you keep showing me this woman all the way in that village in Africa. I can see even in the room, Lord, in that tent, rather. I see, Lord, oh God, touch this woman in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Heal that baby. Oh God, supply milk or whatever the child needs to stop that cry. Mother's at her wit's end, don't know how to stop the baby. She's been holding her half the night. And God, I ask you,
get it to God. Ask what she needs. But wherever it comes from, but the supply need God and help her, Lord, in Jesus' name. The child that she's holding even right now is a special child. Shall be used to touch many nations, the Holy Ghost is saying.
Yes.
Oh, God, touch that child. Bless the child, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done for her even prior to this. Oh, God, give her favor in that city. Thank you. As you raise the child up, the three attempts to kill the child. I see the Lord. Let angels be around this child. You've called this child the nations, and the child needs your help. Yes, as you protected Jesus, your son, and had to have Mary and Joseph take him to Egypt, oh God, to protect him from Herod. I pray in the name of Jesus that you protect this child. Go up in the admonition Jesus Christ, we pray, and use him all over the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, thank you. Stop the child from crying. Let the peace of God be on that mother. Peace of God be on that child. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you for it. Amen and amen. Bless you. Go back to you, Ambassador. Price. We get about 3 or 4 more. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Is there someone else that would like to give a testimony, a praise report? The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Make known his deeds among the people.
Amen. I would like, this is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I'd like to come back again. And I want to say on yesterday, we had our Kojic Hospitality group program. And that's a group of people that started off about 40 years ago, young people. I think they were up to age 30. And they did a lot of good work and for the church, and they served at funerals. They served at funerals and different things. And yesterday they had their program, and I want to say the person that brought the message, and I was so glad to hear what she brought, because she brought a message and letting people know that they needed the Holy Ghost and how to receive the Holy Ghost. And she gave I think she gave 6 steps. But her first step was repent. And I thank and praise the Lord for that, because so many times nowadays look like people think when they accept Jesus they got it all. But she let them know that they needed the Holy Ghost. And I thank and praise the Lord for that, because I had been praying on those lines that God would open up people's understanding and let them know that they need the Holy Ghost after they get saved. They need the power to keep them, to lead and guide them, and to teach them. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank him for all of his goodness.
Okay. Amen. Go ahead.
Anyone else? Go ahead. All right. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Frierson. You did a wonderful job. Amen. I'm looking for somebody on the line who you got a burning praise report, and you want to tell them the goodness of Jesus. Amen. You're not asleep. Man, you're awake, and you got the joy of Jesus in your heart. Why don't you give your praise report? We got time for you. There be another one.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Good morning. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York. I just want to say, I just praise and thank God for life today, thank him for my waking up this morning. And I want to say that I thank God for how he allowed me to go to Hampton, Virginia, to minister to my family and take them to church. And they hadn't been to church in so long. And my family started going to Greater Emmanuel Temple, Church of God in Christ. And after I left Hampton that Monday, the next Sunday they went to church, and the next Sunday, and the next Sunday, and then they joined the church. And yesterday they started that new members class, but what my praise report is that my sister is a 20-year cancer survivor, and she's on oxygen, and she is up and doing well. And my nephew, who is her son, he had a stroke, and he couldn't raise his hand up, and he couldn't get up out of the chair. And now he is standing up, posing, taking a picture. He's walking without a walker, without a cane, and he's doing much better. And my niece is doing much better, and they all are in church, and I'm excited about it. And if God be willing, I'm going back to Hampton, Virginia this Friday, because I'm going back and minister to some of the rest of my family. And I just want to thank God for how he allowed me to go there, and he made a way and showed me how to minister to my family. And I just praise him, and I glorify him, and I thank him for the power of prayer, because that is what's going to bring our families in. We have to continue praying for them. And I just thank you for that. And thank you all for praying with me.
God bless you. Wonderful. Thank God for that. And was the Lord moving in a special way. Thank God. I want to just remind you all the 17th of September. Yeah, I'm asking you to come here to Kansas City for this sacrificial night for our Lord. I've got a title for it. It is a sacrificial night for our Lord, but in Kansas City, we're having what we call, and we're going to call this, the family and friends night for God. Yeah. We want you to bring your family down here for that. Get in your car and drive if you can. If you're too full, fly in. We'll get someone to get you from the airport. But family and friends night for God. Amen. We're going to put it all over Kansas City, and people are coming from here. We want them to meet you. Amen. And once you get here, that's Thursday, September the 17th. And get here, if you can, by at least 3 o'clock. I'd like to take all of y'all out to dinner. Amen. Those who are coming. And we'll have dinner, and then we will go to Amazing Grace that night for family and friends night before. Let me know that you're coming, because I want to plan for you. The number that you called just to leave your reservation on this line, tell us your name, your phone number, and how many are coming with you. So if you're coming, you got 3 others coming, stay 4. Amen. So we can count in the number. If I'm going to take all of y'all out to dinner, I got to be prepared, so let me know. Let me know you're coming. God bless. Here's the number. Call me, 913-766-1349. Just let me know you're coming, all right? Give me a reservation. If it's 5 of y'all, let me know it's 5, okay? God bless you. We're getting ready for you, and this is going to be a sacrificial night. Everybody, this day and time, we got it twisted. Everything seems to me more important to folks than the Lord. Amen. Yeah, if you get a call and your brother,
in the Bronx. God bless you. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, I'm open the line to you. Give your prayer request, and then take the others, and then ask for prayer for them.
We praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody. Everybody. The line is open for prayer requests. I'm requesting prayer for Evangelist Jackie Rett, the wife of Superintendent Gary Rett. She's in the hospital very sick. And I'm asking prayer for my pastor, Superintendent Kemper, and my church family. Now, the line is, and of course, my family. So I would like to open the line for prayer requests.
How you spell that pastor's first name, I mean last name, Rett? How you spell that?
R-H-E-T-T.
Hey, Rett. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Everybody, the line is open for prayer requests. Amen. Anyone have any prayer requests?
This is I need prayer for my head and my stomach.
And what's your name again?
Henderson.
Henderson, okay.
My head and my stomach.
Okay, stomach.
Her head and her stomach.
Okay, I have that. Okay, anyone else?
This is Mother Wilson again, Ambassador Elect. I'm calling to request prayer for you to continue to pray for Bridget Stokes and her mother. At times, her mother just gets a sick spell. She has diabetes and high blood pressure, and sometimes she just almost blank out. She did when she heard about her daughter being sick, Bridget Stokes. And I'm just requesting prayer for them, that the Lord would deliver them and their family from the sickness that they have. This is the one that has aneurysm. And when you go back, we are looking forward to it being gone. God bless you.
Thank you.
Just get prayer for those. Just stop right there and read those requests and then ask for those who will pray for them.
Okay, we have prayer requests for Evangelist Jackie Rett in Brooklyn, New York, Superintendent Kemper in the Bronx and congregation, Evangelist Ann Johnson and family, Sister Henderson, stomach, and she's been having a problem with her stomach and her head, Mother Wilson for Bridget Stokes and her mother with diabetes and high blood pressure, and a person that had the aneurysm. Will someone please like to pray for those at this time? Do we have anyone that would volunteer to say a prayer?
Thanks, God. Come on.
Is there anyone that would like to come in and pray for those?
Good morning, Heavenly Father. Forgive my tardiness, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to pray, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this morning, God, for waking me up, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for this prayer line, Lord Jesus, God. Thank you for the patience that's on this prayer line, the training that's on this prayer line. God, I want to lift up these prayer requests before you, Father. New York, Lord Jesus, God, I want to lift up the church, Lord Jesus. I want to lift up Sister Johnson and her mother, Father. I want to lift up Mother Peterson, Father, for her stomach and for her head, God. And I also want to lift up Mother Wilson and Bridget Stokes. Lord Jesus, thank you for Mother Wilson. She's continued to intercede for this family, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Sister Johnson that took on the prayer request this morning, God, as she's praying and interceding for her family, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing. I thank you, God, that you are a miracle worker. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that you are moving, God. Even when we're not moving, God, that you're caring when we're not caring, when we're slacking, when we're slumbering, God, you are always on the throne, available and ready, Lord. God, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you for Mother Digby coming in, talking about repentance, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that's taught on this line, God. Thank you for teaching us how important it is to pray one for another, unity, Lord Jesus, throughout the saints, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing, God. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Do we have more prayer requests?
Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, I'd like to keep my son, Kenneth. I'm looking for a miracle for him. He has quite a few conditions in his body, but I know it's not too hard for God, so I'm looking for a miracle. I want the prayer line to stay with me on him. And also for my niece, Charlene Brown, she had an addiction problem, but God is blessing her, and I want to keep the back door closed and stay strong in the Lord.
Okay, her name is Doreen Brown.
Charlene Brown.
Charlene, okay.
Charlene.
Anyone else?
Why don't you stop and get prayer for that? They're a little slow this morning. This is Monday. And they got.
Okay.
The Saints got a spiritual hangover from the weekend.
Would anyone like to pray for Mother Digby request?
Come on, Saints.
Good morning again, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for Mother Digby again coming back, Lord Jesus, interceding for her niece, Charlene Brown. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. She's a mother with a prayer request before you for her son, Kenneth. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, again, just for the opportunity, Lord, to come to the throne of grace, God. Lift up these mothers, Lord Jesus, God, that are interceding for their children, interceding for their nieces, their nephews, God. Mothers that are standing in the gap, Lord Jesus, Father, for their family members, God, who do not know you, God, who have not experienced the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Strengthen, Lord Jesus, and encourage and equip them with even more love, God, to cover their families, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Is there another prayer request?
Anybody else? Up in there. All right, they're a little slow this morning. God.